And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Idaho Governor Brad Little signed a law this week which requires schools and doctors to notify parents within 72 hours whenever a child expresses interest in transitioning their gender, and banning any social or medical transitioning without prior written parental consent. Violators face fines up to $100,000 per violation. There had been a loophole that left social transitions uncovered. Not anymore. The American Academy of Pediatrics, which claims more members than there are actual practicing pediatricians in this country, coaches doctors to interview teens about gender in private, hide sensitive information from parents in medical records, and flag non-affirming families as potential safety concerns. Their published guidance calls refusing gender interventions a form of medical neglect. The AAP ignored multiple press requests to clarify whether they consider such parents abusers. And the silence itself is its own answer. Country singer by the name of Shane McNally posted a video of his five-month-old calling out for mama and laughed as he told the baby, "There is no mama, just two dads." He said the backlash was unfair and the video was taken out of context, but he also didn't explain what context makes that a punchline. In Japan, a Communist Party town councilor is suing a man for $12,500 after he posted online that the councilor was biologically a man. So this councilor believes this man should pay money for saying something that's factual. The charge was severe psychological distress from misgendering. Japan has no explicit law banning it, but courts have been creative. It's the same pattern in every country where gender ideology takes root in the law, stating observable reality becomes a legal liability. A new poll finds young Democrats now view Israel more unfavorably than Iran. Among voters 18 to 34, 10% agreed with all three anti-Semitic statements presented in the survey, five times the rate of voters over 65. And speaking of liberal governments, Canada's liberal government is pushing to ban social media for children under the age of 16. Critics are warning that the real goal is forcing every Canadian to present government ID just to open a social media account, a national digital surveillance database by another name. And recently, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear announced that his deepest concern is President Trump dropping a nuclear bomb just to become the most famous person in history. That's the stated worry of an actual sitting governor in America. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both of those things right now at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.